It's the 15th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 63-year-old Ghulam Raj was visiting his mother in Luton a year ago when he was stabbed by an unnamed teenager. The young man from Luton was cleared in court of the murder after claiming self-defence and protecting another person, but was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to time in prison. He has now been released. The Bolton businessman was fatally stabbed 4 times with a kitchen knife by the youth, who then uploaded 7 seconds of footage to Snapchat showing the bleeding victim. The perpetrator then called the police, admitting to the crime. The court decided that the offender, who had no prior criminal record, would be released based on time already served and will now be placed under intensive supervision. A Beds police officer was able to save the life of a woman using a new nasal spray drug, naloxone. The drug is used to override the effects of opiate overdose, allowing time for emergency services to arrive. 6 teachers from Castle Newnham School in Bedford are close to reaching their new £4,000 target to support the Dine With Us charity. Leah Elton, Matthew Herridge, Beth Reed, Nicola Mallard, Annabelle Sadler and Sean Carter had an initial goal of raising £500. The group spent a night out on the cold school field, going without food for 24 hours. Their efforts will help the charity to support vulnerable individuals and the homeless by providing food and necessary items. Alex Golding is hoping to add another Guinness World Record to his collection later today by having at least 251 people participate in clap push-ups at his former Bedford school, Mark Rutherford. His aim is to raise awareness for physical exercise as it relates to mental health. That's it from me. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.